This begins the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, May 2026. Riding the Trade Winds Again. This cargo ship cuts emissions and delivers the goods faster. It looks more like a racing yacht than a cargo ship, but this new 100% wind-powered vessel will be bringing goods from Europe to the U.S. and could make deliveries faster than conventional cargo ships. Vela, a French startup, pulled technology from the racing world to make the vessel run as fast as possible. It's a trimaran, meaning it has three hulls, which helps it cut through water efficiently. The wide, stable shape allows it to carry large sails. As in racing yachts, the mast is made from carbon fiber, and the sails are made of high-performance fabric designed for strength. The ship also uses navigation tech developed for racing to help route toward ideal wind conditions as it crosses the Atlantic. "We're using the exact same tools to navigate our vessel," says Vela co-founder Mikael Fernandez-Ferry. "All of this isn't just a fancy gimmick. It's really about bringing speed in operations because speed is of the utmost importance." Solving transport problems. Vela is one of a small but growing number of startups working to make wind-powered cargo ships feasible. A wind-powered cargo ship from French company TOWT, Transoceanic Wind Transport, made its first cross-Atlantic delivery in 2024, and a hybrid wind-diesel ship made its first crossing in October 2025. Vela designed the ship to tackle one part of the global supply chain. Companies making high-end goods, such as luxury cosmetics or pharmaceuticals, that are trying to find a way to decarbonize transportation. For these companies, air freight can be one of the largest parts of their carbon footprint. Shifting to sea transportation, even a regular diesel-powered cargo ship would help. But that hasn't been an option because most cargo ships are unreliable. Typical cargo ships have long delays at ports. Traditional container shipping has been evolving for bigger and bigger ships, to the extent that these ships are so big that they can only go to a few main harbors, Fernandez-Ferry says. This is the bottleneck now of the shipping industry.